This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Lowell Ponte here. Lowell, you have a new book out now, and of course you have a whole series of books. I'd like you to kind of give the title and kind of like the major issue behind this book. It's part one, Voldemort's Rise and Fall, but let's talk about the title of the book and what it all means in terms of what's going on with the political dance that's happening right now in the GOP and the Democratic Party and the future of America.
Well, the subtitle of the book is American Dream versus Progressive Dream. In this book, in an earlier book called The Great Withdrawal, we showed how progressivism destroyed Detroit. In this book, we show how progressivism turned Baltimore into one of the most beautiful and successful cities in America, into the heroin capital of the United States, and an economic mess where they had all that rioting just about a year ago. Where in fact, the rioting was so surreal in Baltimore that the mayor said to reporters, "We also gave those who wish to destroy space to do that as well, and we work very hard to keep that balance." So basically, she just told the police to retreat, let the mobs loot any store they wanted. She even at one point turned the police authority of the city over to the gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, the Black Guerrilla family, and said to them, "Help us protect black stores." And as the New York Times reported, they did. For example, at one store owned by black people, when looters came, the gang leaders said, "No, do not loot this store. But by the way, down there, that is a Chinese-American-owned store, and that one over there is an Arab-American-owned store. Go loot them instead." Wow. That was the police protection the people of Detroit got, or pardon me, Baltimore got. Baltimore is an amazing city. Once upon a time, early in its history, it was the second preferred destination of people all over the world wanting to come here and find the American dream. Because it was the great technology city. It was the Silicon Valley of its time. It's where the first telegraph was implemented. It's where the first railroad was developed, where the first railroad locomotive in America was created for the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. It was a wonderful center of high technology, enterprise, and success. 60 unbroken years of progressive rule have basically destroyed it.
Tell us what progressive means, because we have the firestorm of Bernie Sanders, who is the most advanced in the progressive movement right now in the Democratic Party, and then, of course, the corrupt progressive Hillary Clinton. And people need to understand, we've already had progressives in power. For example, we've had the sneaky progressiveness of Bill Clinton. We've had also, within the Republican Party, a kind of a grudging PNAC kind of version of progressivism, and even in the Republican Party, where they're trying to destroy the populist Donald Trump because he's coming against their system, which in some ways can, as the director of the Senate, Mitch McConnell says, we can work with Hillary Clinton, which I find extremely disturbing to hear that from someone who says they're going to, you know, derail Trump's candidacy, even though he could bring America back because it's a big business and he can run big businesses. He has 5,000 of them himself. Why do we have this happening? It's because progressivism basically is socialist communism, which basically, and I like this term from Cuba, The government will pretend to pay me, and I'll pretend to work. This is like a translated from Hispanic, the Cuban dream of why the country is such a mess in Cuba.
Oh, sure. In fact, I've been in Cuba as a journalist. I was down there a few years ago to do a story for the LA Times, and it is not a pleasant place. What surprises me is how many progressives are reluctant to admit that Cuba is A, racist. When I was down there meeting with people in power, I didn't find one person in any position of real power in Cuba who was black. They were all white.
Right.
And that's part of the history, division of Cuba that makes it a very different place. Most Latin American countries have native population. And to, for example, 85% of Mexicans, part of their ancestors is Native American or Indian. In Cuba, Native American blood is syrup.
And then, your microphone is cutting in a little bit because I hear it chopping a bit.
Okay, well,
maybe just turn the volume down. I think it's chopping because it's a little high in the energy.
I just get excited by these topics.
Yeah, I know. Now, what I see happening, and this is the current what I call dynamic, I see Mr. Cruz trying to even rearrange candidate numbers so he actually gets more candidates from Louisiana, though he didn't win the state. And Cruz apparently has got a lot of skeletons. I mean, his super PAC tries to pretend they bought the actual rights to the video, to the pictures for Melania Trump, and then posted them up and tried to pretend they didn't know about them. Of course they do about them. And the super PAC were trying to start a fight. This kind of in-the-muck fight doesn't need to happen. It makes the Republican Party look like a bunch of fools. I'm sure Trump doesn't want to be down dirty. He's a counterpuncher. But in this kind of milieu, we have somebody like Cruz who is so conniving and evil that he'll do almost anything to get the candidacy. And so he's not really a conservative. I mean, you have to understand, I got a document from John Spring, who's a very good author, that that Cruz's wife is not just a minor person. She's like, Cruz is very intelligent, by the way, and so is his wife. Even though she's not a good looker, but she's really smart. And she is evil as the day is long. I mean, she's right up there with Hillary Clinton. She wrote a lot of the PNAC documents, the North American Union and the trans corridor patterns and everything in terms of world trade. She's one of the primary authors. She's a member of CFR. She's on loan from Goldman Sachs. When they say that, you know, that Trump is saying he's going to punch back, it's like, it's not talking about a modeling picture of his wife kind of, you know, basically naked under the water. It's, this woman is very dangerous, Cruz's wife. And it shows you where Cruz comes by. He gets tons of money from the bankers and the other people, although he says he's a conservative. He's not. He's in the back pocket of a lot of interests that are basically trying to pretend he's not. And, you know, the only candidate I can see that's actually out there that actually is non-progressive, wants to do something, is Trump. And that's why they have all these riots at his conventions. In fact, there now is a move to have 35,000 members applying right now before they go to Cleveland, which is another example of Baltimore, to have concealed carry weapons so that in cases in Cleveland they start shooting, like with terrorism, or start trying to create real riots because George Soros' Black Lives Matter and his other terror groups are going to try to do some real serious violence. And of course they want to blame it on Trump when Trump isn't trying to incite it. I mean, the 72-year-old guy that punched the you know, what you call Colcock, the guy, the black guy that stuck his hand in his face, if somebody stuck their hand in my face with a middle finger and spat at me, I'd probably, you know, Colcock him too. I don't see why they make a big deal of some old guy popping somebody because he actually spits at him and curses at him with a middle finger right in his face. To me, it's weird. It's like these people commit a federal crime, which, by the way, disrupting a convention is a federal crime. It's okay to protest outside quietly, but not to come into the chamber and actually disrupt it by cursing and swearing and trying to jump on the stage and grab the microphone like that guy that tried to grab Trump and actually had a knife in him. He'd actually knifed one of the private security guards around Trump a week or so ago. I find this whole play by the media is so disgusting. Anybody that reads newspapers from all these media pundits or looks at the regular six-headed monster of the media now needs to stop doing it. And most young people, by the way, we call them millennials, they don't get news from Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. They don't pollute their brain with that garbage anymore. They go to programs like this. They read books like yours, Craig Smith, and this book. They're trying to find out what the heck's going on because they don't want to participate in another illegal or stupid war for the globalist bankers or oil industry. They don't want to do more garbage to strip jobs from America. They don't want to just think, well, we'll become a service economy. No, when Carrier and even Nabisco moves to Mexico and elsewhere, you need to be able to build stuff in America. That's what made America great during the Second World War, and that's what crushed Nazi Germany, was the fact we could manufacture bombs and weapons and ship them into the battlefield. That's why they lost.
Yeah, and yet what we have right now in America, Bill, is we have about as many people on Social Security disability, just the disability program, as we do employed full-time in all of manufacturing in this country.
It's about 11%
each. So our economy is very close to a basket case economy.
Exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
And we're rolling back here. By the way, that song is from Steely Dan. And it's called The Last Mall. If you want to hear the whole song, it's pretty funny. It talks about the last call, the last mall. And I think you may have heard it before, right?
I may have. I love Steely Dan stuff.
Yeah. I like the lyrics because he tells a story that, you know, makes you think about the whole environment around it. And that particular song talks about the last call to the last mall, and you get on the ramp and see the orange-red sky because it's, you know, it's the last day of known, you know, regular secular history, and you get all your stuff because you want to get treats for the little ones and things for the little buckaroos because...
You get those fabulous last bargains.
Exactly, because it's the last call to the last mall. Now, people don't understand. When we're talking now in the end of March 2016, it's almost the last call to the last mall. Now, I'll just lay out some very scary things that people may or may not know. I get all the financial newsletters, and because I am retired now, I do consults and write and research, and I'm not dragged down by being in a practice working in the intensive care unit or assisting in surgery or other thing. But I actually know a lot more than I ever did in practice. I mean, probably since I retired, I know 10 times more than I did then, or maybe a lot more than that. But what I do is I spend all my time studying geopolitical, religious, other things, and reading. I'm like a reading maniac. And what I realize is that most of the stuff I was taught, whether it's in church, in university, or in the public media, is all crap. I call it the all crap rule. Everything is, by the way, trying to manipulate, control, and tell you lies. So, you know, like that song, Sweet Little Lies from... You know, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Well, they aren't sweet little. They're big damn lies. And unfortunately, most of the people really aren't functionally stupid. They've been disinformed on purpose. I think Mark Twain made the comment, those who read the newspaper are misinformed, and those who don't read are uninformed. You remember that quote?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought,
Twain was splendid. Of course, what we're now seeing at this moment in history, among other things, as you were suggesting, American politics used to be the stupid party against the evil party.
Right.
Now those two parties have merged together sufficiently that they're both stupid and evil.
Right, and here's the problem. People don't grasp this because it's not only a psychological, but it's a spiritual corruption of the collective body politic and the collective consciousness of not only the Americans, but of people worldwide. That's why we have terrorism in Lahore. They kill 70 Christians with these crazy Muslims. And we're only talking about a tiny minority, as I said before. Our problem, and this is one of the very few times I agree with Obama, but then I totally disagree. They don't want to use the term Muslim. Islam, by its very nature, is a corrupt religious system, because 86% of it, according to Waleed Shabbat, is a political system that controls everything from your dietary habits to how you marry and how you know, child abuse and sexual, you know, female sexual mutilation to God knows what. So people need to start grasping that in many ways the corrupt and evil Catholic Church, you know, in the 14th century is very much like what Islam is today. And a lot of these people have been quote coming out of it. But Wahhabism was invented, believe it or not, in 1924 in Londonistan. Do you like to know where that capital of Londonistan is? It's in London. The British made the alliance with the Lawrence of Arabia to make the Saud family the kings of this whole territory. And Wahhabism, people have to understand this, is a relatively recent creation. I mean, Bashar al-Assad says the real problem, and remember he's a Shiite, is Wahhabism. It's extreme Islam that believes you have to dominate the world. My family lived in Lebanon, on my mother's side, for thousands of years in the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. They were the Kohens that came down to serve in the temple, right through even from down to the 5th century after the return from Babylon. And they served in the temple right to the time of not only after Jesus, when the temple was torn down by Titus. What people should start to grasp is the real problem is much more a controlled chaos by a bunch of global evil bastards that want to make certain that they maintain enough chaos that they can get absolute control and have us hand over the last of our little few rights we still have left over to their control, whether it's, you know, cashless society or fractional reserve money they can mess around with and wipe out credit. If you look at the parameters of money, these are, you know, I didn't take an economics course. I taught myself, but I read a lot. And to me, the most important parameters of money are the velocity of credit and the velocity of money. And if you choke off the velocity of credit, it's almost like taking your thumbs in someone's carotid arteries, like one of these Brazilian mixed martial arts things, and you do a naked, you know, reverse carotid compression thing, so somebody passes out and starts seizuring on the fight floor. Well, that's what they're doing to the economy. And they're doing it while they're sucking all that money out. Now they can't even make money on the derivatives market. And people wonder why this year it's very likely we're going to have a world correction, maybe a kind of a, what I call, full horse cardiac arrest of the economy. We're close.
Joe Entertain said if you put in economic stimulus to overcome the business cycle, to undo a bad economy and get it back up to level, that would increase the velocity of money. But in fact, money is now at its lowest velocity in more than 50 years.
Right.
They just dumped in $8 trillion. If that won't do it, if that won't get growth up, the latest analysis of the economy, and this is out just this week,
right.
The economy GDP is now growing at 0.6%, and they're lying to make it that high. Because we're now in the magic world of not just zero interest rates, but negative interest rates, meaning zero.
Right. So let's get back to the book, okay? People don't realize the Baltimoreization and the Detroitization of America will happen if either Hillary or Bernie Sanders gets in. Now, Bernie may say all these platitudes, I want, you know, free education. And I had relatively inexpensive education when I trained in Canada in medicine. And I trained further in the States here in Georgia, University of Medical Wisconsin, and University of Colorado. But what I see happening is that doctors are never going to be able to pay off their debt if they owe $500,000. They're never. Doesn't matter if they're family doctor or specialist. They're going to be literally sucked into working for a hospital corporation, which will force them to practice a certain way. And if they don't, they'll lose their jobs. They can be blackballed, so they lose their medical career completely if they don't behave with the state medical board or the hospital corporations telling them how to practice, even if it harms patients. So you're basically, they're literally inducted into an army of debt up to their eyeballs, and they wonder why the healthcare system is going down the tubes and people are dying quicker and drugs are not withdrawn from the marketplace and everything. I've talked about it in the previous segments last hour. So when we look at the Baltimoreization, why did progressivism destroy Baltimore? What were the key factors that destroyed it in the same way that these maniacs destroyed the culture and the family structure in Detroit? I mean, Detroit is a wasteland. I mean, now, literally, they're rewilding it. They, as they say, the Chinese want to buy it, but if they don't, the buffalo are soon going to roam there again, literally.
Oh, literally, and they've had wild packs of dogs and virtual wolves roaming there, too. Property values plummeted to like $1 a house in some neighborhoods.
Right.
Because it was simply unviable for human beings to live there. There were no street lights, no electricity, no running water, no lights at night to light up the streets. I mean, you were back in pioneer days, only with heavily armed roving gangs around you. Now, that's the thing. But what happened in Baltimore, of course, is you get people hooked on welfare. They become addicts. They slid from there to being heroin addicts.
Right.
1 out of 10 people in Baltimore today is a heroin addict. They've been under progressive rule for 60 years. And to understand what that means, Nancy Pelosi's father was the mayor of Baltimore. Pelosi, at age 7, he would put her on the phone when somebody called asking for favors. And she, at age 7, had been trained to say, you want that building permit? Here's what you need.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By a lot of people, the whole system, I could fix it up in no time at all. Cost a quarter what it does now, everybody's covered. So, why do progressives believe these things, which we know socialism never worked? In fact, when Gorbachev came here to the Presidio after the fall of the Soviet Union, he was an intelligent man. And people think, well, he's just a globalist. Well, he was a globalist. But see, these globalists are, again, another deluded thing that central control is going to create and make things better. We've discovered this with Common Core, with education. It doesn't make it better. Decentralizing, for example, licensure. Coming it back to non-government, certifying agencies that can say you're now at a certain level where you can be a neurosurgeon. And I believe in lateral training. In other words, you can start off as a firefighter, and if you train enough and certify enough, you can become a neurosurgeon or orthopedic surgeon. It's your business if you want to take the courses and put in the money and the time and work your butt off to do it. Rather than going through the typical linear pathway of, I got a bachelor's degree in chemistry, I went to this medical school, I did this residency, etc. Those pathways you can still have open, but you need to have lateral ways of getting into those pathways. And that's why if somebody can start off as a nurse and become a nurse practitioner and become a general family doctor and then become a specialist in a specific area, like pediatrics or whatever. It's their business. Also, you should be portable. If you're licensed, quote, in America, which includes Guam, you should be able to retire in Florida. And somebody's business to tell you you have to recertify all over again after 50 years in practice. It's stupid.
Now, in the British Commonwealth, if you're a doctor in the Bahamas, say, and you just move somewhere else in the Commonwealth, like Canada, and immediately be acknowledged as a doctor?
Right. That's what should happen. And if we had cooperation with the British Commonwealth with American certification, we wouldn't have a dearth of doctors. We'd also have a system where, besides the 7 points that that Trump has put together for his basic plan to transition us. Because we need to move to not just a, quote, single-payer system. We need to move to a single-payer that moves away from malpractice, moves away from fee-for-service, moves away from state licensure control. Because, by the way, all these state licensure agencies are corrupt as hell. They're trying to stop cooperation from with other specialists or doctors or other health professionals. They're trying to stop innovation. They don't want doctors. Like, for example, we've legally supported Dr. Brzezinski developing his gene-based cancer treatments, and I've actually financially supported him as well through our Association of Physicians and Surgeons. I'm disgusted by the fact that the medical profession doesn't want to move forward and evolve into a system that knew was known 3,000 years ago in ancient Israel that you shouldn't have health insurance. It's a right. You know, Bernie Sanders gets it, but guess what? I go way beyond all the so-called socialists. I believe that everyone should have health care. I believe everybody should be able to get an education. If they have the smarts, they should be able to get an education at a reasonable cost.
And by the way, you also believe that prevention is a major factor here. It's better to prevent a disease than treat it once it's here.
Right, but do you know how many doctors out of, say, 1,000 knows any functional preventive medicine? Virtually none. And if I talk to doctors,
our system is designed to treat disease. It's not designed to maintain health.
Well, I remember one doctor at a conference in basically in Phoenix, Arizona here about 12 years ago. He said, Dr. Deagle, I used to think you were just nuts. Now I realize you actually know your stuff. And he says, please don't tell him anymore. I can't deal with the guilt because I'll lose my license to practice if I do what you tell me to do, even if it gets better outcomes. The fact is, we have a system where the medical profession eats its own. It doesn't want people to discover things, just like I said on the show. When I started working with doctors from UCLA back in 1981, with Dr. Chung and Bujadani at the immunology department, Dr. Bujadani now has the top immunology lab in the world in Los Angeles for immunotoxicology. And we were doing tests on trimethyl anhydride from diesel fuel, formaldehyde, and toluene isocyanate, because I saw a lot of out-of-body workers without separate air systems getting brain damage and dementia, adenomatous polyps, pancreatic cancer, etc. And so I started doing toxicology research with them, and I got threatened by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons. I'm back at it again, because the previous year I was working with the head of pathology on finding the cause of diabetes, which I did with the head of pathology, Dr. Otto Heumann, based on research from Dr. Kraft at the University of Chicago. Their answer was, we're going to pull your damn license for doing stuff we don't like you to do, even if you're making major discoveries, Deagle. Shut the hell up. Well, I say to them, shut the hell up, you guys. I am not going to go away, okay? That's why my show on this network is number 2 in terms of total downloads, because I don't just touch the top millimeter of news, whether it's geopolitical, spiritual, or medical. I go right down like a pathologist to the bone marrow. I don't mess around.
And you and I have discussed before, what if Dr. Bill Deagle discovered a pill, and everybody who took that pill would live to be a healthy 140 years of age? Would the government allow you to have that pill? Would Medicare pay for you getting that pill? Not on your life. Because it would
Here's the thing. We already are edging toward that. We have, for example, sitting right on my desk, I have tablets from one of the products we make called NADH. And the research right at MIT shows that if you take NADH, it actually stops aging or slows it dramatically. That's only one of many things we have that actually stop or slow aging. So we're getting close. I'm working on a thesis, which I'm writing into a paper to present to our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, which I'm going to present probably in Las Vegas this winter at the major international conference. And it's going to actually show the pathways to actually create an anti-aging society. We're going to have a telethon probably later this spring or summer to raise the $30 to $50 million we need to build a center, which most likely we will build south of the U.S. border in Ensenada, because you can't do anything like this innovative in America or you'll get persecuted to death.
I remember my father was a drug smuggler. When he was quite old and dying of cancer, he would drive down to Mexico and he would buy all those assorted pills you couldn't buy here, thanks to our government.
Right.
And so, yes, he became a drug pusher, or not pusher, but smuggler.
Right. Well, here's the plan. We are going to build a center that will have scientists, technicians, stem cell researchers, hyperbaric therapists, scalar biophysics experts, and so on. And we are going to build a system that will allow you to actually stop senescence or physical aging. We're not talking about just, you know, slowing disease down. We're talking about stopping it, stopping it and reversing it, regenerating tissues and organs, taking your heart if you've got congestive heart failure, reactivating your stem cells to rebuild the heart muscle, literally building the framework to actually create not just cloned organs or organs out of a pig or another human being, but actually regrowing organs with biophotonics and other technologies, so we can actually, you know, regrow if someone's got an arm blown off and it's in a physical accident, rebuilding an arm that's biologically their arm. We're only 5 to 20 years away from that. We're not far. By 20 years from now, most of this technology will be secondhand, but it's going to be created by people like me and thousands of other doctors. We have 20,000 doctors now in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine working toward these goals, and we're going to do it. The fact is there's going to be a lot of resistance because the medical system is the largest industry on earth. Healthcare in the United States is bigger than the next 5 industries on every continent in the world. Healthcare just in the U.S.,
and the potential in nature is so enormous. For example, there's a little tiny jellyfish in the world that, apart from being eaten by other creatures, it never dies. It's literally immortal. Every time it gets to a certain point in its aging cycle, it just kicks back and becomes an adolescent over again.
Yeah, well,
it's going through this constant re-youthifying.
Well, actually, I figured out something that I'm working on now. I have the Russian Space Agency Bioplasm Clinical and Expert devices that they use to monitor their cosmonauts on my desk right now. And I've actually worked out how to pull out the treatment frequencies to reactivate the DNA. Plus, I have biopeptides from the European Anti-Aging Society and from the Academy of Sciences in St. Petersburg with Dr. Cavinson and other anti-aging technologies, so we can create morphogenic fields right now. Right now I can do it. We can actually start reversing aging, and instead of stem cell transplant, we can give you peptides to reactivate your kidneys or your brain or your heart. Those are available right now. If people want to consult me, I have them available just the last month now. And what people should realize is we're getting really close. I mean, really close to reversing a lot of the conditions. In fact, many conditions that people say you can't treat through conventional medicine, I can reverse today. Now, will it happen? Will they try to persecute me? If I had a license, they'd probably pull it for actually doing these things. But what we're going to do in such an intelligent way, and of course an aggressive way, with thousands of doctors and a lot of people behind us, it's not going to be suppressible. How's that? But again, the same thing's going on with politics. For God's sake, don't vote Democrat and put more progressives in there. They have all kinds of dreams with no way of paying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting into all kinds of different topics. Lowell, I got to stop ranting and let you talk about the book and some of these chapters and how they can get the book. What's the story?
It all ties together, Dr. Bill. The reason we write these books, and Craig Smith and I, this is our sixth book in a series of 12 we're doing, a lot of which is dedicated to telling people of the dangers of progressivism that you've been discussing. By the way, anyone who would like the book, it's absolutely free and postpaid. This is our little mission from God, is to try to arm people with information to save the Republic, save the Constitution, and so on. Just call toll-free 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494, or as I like to say, think of Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492, but not quite. It's 1-800-630-1494. So why is our subtitle, "We've Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore, American Dream versus Progressive Dream," important?
Right.
Progressivism emerged around the time of the French Revolution and into the Romantic movement of the early 1800s. And the essence of it was a group of people said, we don't like God, we don't believe in moral judgment on ourselves, we want to be able to do whatever we want. We are going to create a heaven on earth. Not by God making it, but by man making it.
Whoa.
We are going to create a new Garden of Eden. And in this Garden of Eden, it will be okay to eat the apple. It won't matter how many snakes there are, and so on. And the essence of that is they do not focus on individuals. In fact, they almost don't believe in individuals at all. They believe in the collective. In other words, you do not exist as an individual, unique creation of God. You mentioned religion during the break. St. Paul once said, of course I wish everybody else was like me, but I recognize that every person has his own gift from God.
Right.
Everybody has their own special ability, their own dream, their own... Now that is the old Western tradition that dovetails with the American dream. What progressives right. believe is, well, I don't give a damn what you are as an individual. What I care is, are you a black or a white? Are you a Christian or an atheist? You know, they create all these polarizations.
Right.
And that they take one side of each polarization in order to pit people against each other by divide and conquer tactics. And you are supposed to be true to your team. If you're a black, you're not supposed to share ideas with whites. You're supposed to have only your own ideas. And in this way, you as an individual become utterly worthless. I was so stunned years ago when Bill Clinton was caught up in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And Steve Grossman, one of the high Democrat Party officials at the time, was quoted on television. He was being interviewed, and he said, Bill Clinton is the most moral politician I have ever met. And a stunned reporter said, well, what, how can you say that? What does that mean? And Grossman explained that individual morality, bourgeois morality, as they would call it, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Bill Clinton can rape 100 women. It doesn't matter. The question is, what is his social morality? His politically correct morality? Is he in favor of socialism, for example, or does he oppose it? If he's in favor of it, he's moral.
Wow.
If he opposes it, he's immoral. And it doesn't matter what is an individual or a bourgeois individualist culture person he does.
Right.
As a political, and this is the thing, they want there to be a ruling elite, and they want all the rest of us to conform with the orders the ruling elite gives us. And they do not believe that you should have the right to run your own life. You're just part of the collective. You can be sacrificed to the collective.
Right. Yeah, one of the comments that came out about a year ago, and I want you to comment on this because it's on the same stream of thought, is Obama came out about a year or so ago saying, you didn't build that business. You didn't do this or that. It was the environment that America created. Can you run on that? Because when I hear these comments from Obama, and he sounds like almost like an evangelist to try to preach this progressive idea, you don't count. You don't have creative talents. You didn't build that business. I mean, where does this guy get off saying these things, these obscenities?
Well, how does an anthill work? I mean, the counterpart... And in fact, this is interesting because Woodrow Wilson, the first great progressive Democrat president of the U.S., who was a racist and had many other horrible human flaws. He was a eugenicist and so on. But he once gave a famous speech in which he said, we progressives have been working inside the outer superstructure of the U.S., the Constitution, which we now regard as obsolete as progressives. And within a decade or two, he said, we're going to kick down the old walls and show the new progressive utopia, perfect society. It will be exactly like a perfect beehive, he said. Think about that. What is a beehive like, and how is it different from our society? In a beehive, individual bees have no rights or privileges at all. Even the queen, in a way, is ruled by the system. But certainly individual bees are just there to work themselves to death in 2 weeks and then be gone.
Right.
So every individual is to, or person, single bee or human, is to serve the collective. This is why you heard under communism, they would talk this way. Under Nazism, everything was serving the bulk. And by the way, progressivism, as it emerged in Europe, metastasized into many different forms. Progressivism is the same root collectivist idea behind Nazism, behind communism, behind socialism, behind today's welfare state societies in Europe, and of course in the U.S. behind progressivism, and
right.
what people like FDR and Woodrow Wilson have taught.
Right.
Because they want to eliminate the whole individualist idea here so that we can all serve the unity and the collective. And this will bring about heaven on earth.
One of the things that my son made this comment, Matthew Deagle, because he comes on the show periodically and he has his own show. And he says what they're really pushing here in the West is what's called cultural Marxism, whereas in Russia and in China they pushed a thing called, you know, basically a different form of Marxism which will take over all the industry. And one of the comments made by Gorbachev when he came to the Presidio after Glasnost and Perestroika became a professor of political science is that our form of cultural Marxism was more effective at controlling every aspect, including the percentage of even all the business and the means of employment, by government and by the transnational corporations than the communist system that took over all the business. Cultural Marxism, in fact, you said, was more powerful, more infective, and more, if you want to call it, hidden to the average person in the public. They didn't realize they were under a bigger boot, in other words.
Well, cultural Marxism, as it's called, came down from a Marxist philosopher in Italy named Gramsci. And he recognized that the way you impose Marxism is not by a violent revolution. It's just by taking over all the bastions of culture, the universities, the media, and so on. So
then and the church. And the church, which is, yeah, the church, like, for example, the current pope, which is, the current pope basically is a cultural Marxist.
Yes, he is. And so, therefore, you teach people that the collective is more important than you are.
Right.
That you are to serve it, and whatever ideals the ruling elite hands down to you, you are to accept without question. That's what political correctness is all about.
Right.
And just then, the group force around you, what I in another book call the herd inside our heads, turns you into a kind of perpetual lynch mob. Or a kind of team in which you don't think of yourself anymore. You're willing to sacrifice yourself for the team.
I saw that in the medical system. I call it the chicken yard of medicine. If you're a young, smart chicken, you're going to get your feathers plucked off and you're going to be bleeding in the chicken yard because the older chickens won't like it. But the same thing in every realm, whether it's the churches in America, it's every religion. It's not just Judaism or Islam, it's Christianity. They all have garbage. It just turns out that some of the garbage in Islam is the most dangerous because you have nail bombers and people with nuclear weapons and other things.
And one thing that is a part of progressivism is they are scientific, like Marx called what he taught, scientific socialism, but it's a very perverted form of science. It's not based on free inquiry. It's based on imposing ideas with the authority of a new priesthood who wear white robes and call themselves scientists and tell you that the world is warming, even though all the actual measurements contradict that.
Yeah, I like to choose a little twist in that word. I call it scientistic. They're not scientists. They're scientistic. In other words, they use the robes of science to show that their theology, whether it's geopolitical theology or Marxism, is actually not a science at all. It's a pseudoscience. It's a form of totalitarian mind control. And that's where we see Baltimore destroyed.
Scientism and so on.
Yeah. That's where we see the... So how to get the book again? Let's repeat that.
Yeah, the book is absolutely free and postpaid. Won't cost you a penny. Call 1-800-630-1494. Just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. That way we can find what form you want it in. Do you want it as an e-book or whatever? 1-800-630-1494.
And the title of the book.
That way we can notify you when the next six books in our series come out.
Yeah, and the title of the book is...
Title of the book, We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore, The American Dream versus Progressive Dream.
You have a future in comedy, too, don't you?
Gee, I hope so. I'd hate to live in too serious a universe or heaven.
Yeah, if you take yourself too seriously, like the latest Superman-Batman movie, it tends to not be what it could be.
Yeah, and I think we all
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS.
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.